Loretta, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, and all I could say about this is I hope my husband doesn't surprise me with a resort trip and a life insurance policy to the Dominican Republic. I mean, I know I joke about it, but it's very serious because people are dying. So what some experts believe are that people are being exposed to some type of poison, maybe from an insecticide, because several people have complained about a noxious odor and then being violently ill, as you described earlier, afterwards. And many people are suing the resorts for the pain and suffering. And it's not only the noxious odors that might be poisoning them. There have been reports about having a drink from the minibar and then dying the next morning. Now, what a lot of the drug cartels are doing now is instead of making alcohol the natural way, they're mixing really cheap sedatives with water, like methadone, etc., and they're bottling it up to look like alcohol. So there might be a little bit of that as well going on in the Dominican Republic. That might be the reason why we're seeing all these deaths, but it is absolutely insane, and I hope that you don't have a trip to the Dominican Republic this summer.
Loretta Powers, that is the voice that you are hearing, a special guest this morning. I remember the night that I heard at home, I heard the first, and I didn't believe it. I just thought it was an accident of some kind with liquor. But it wasn't, certainly. We know that now. But has there been any investigation that you know of done by a police or the FBI as far as that country is concerned?
Sure, but the thing is, whenever people go on vacation, they often take risks. They do a lot of things that they wouldn't normally do at home. And in a country where there might be cover-ups and corruptions that run rampant, I mean, they don't really necessarily have the legal system that we have here in the United States. So it's not uncommon for them to kind of shift the blame to the tourists, saying, oh, this tourist had health problems, and it's their fault that they died. It wasn't anything that the resort did as well. So I don't know if we're going to get all of our answers from a thorough investigation. There was a couple who passed out around the same time in their hotel room, and they said that the man had poor health, and the woman, who was in relatively good health, she actually died of a broken heart from shock of seeing her husband die. Now, that sounds a little hanky to me, if you ask me.
Well, it would to me, too. It would to me, too. But, again, once the publicity started, Loretta, once we started to get these stories, did it stop right away or does it continue?
It's continuing. I mean, I feel like almost every single day there's another report being put out about this, about another person dying. And at the end of the day, a lot of people are calling their travel agents and they're canceling their Dominican Republic trips or trying to change it to a new location. And frankly, I don't blame them for doing that.
Now, there's nothing that anybody has discovered, any police officers or detectives have discovered, that this could be a setup to really do a number on the country so that they won't do any business. Has anybody checked that out?
That would be an interesting lead to follow, for sure. But at the end of the day, the Dominican Republic wants to protect its tourist dollars. That's a huge industry for them. So they're going to deny any wrongdoing whatsoever. So I don't know if we'll ever really get a full-on investigation like this really deserves.
It hasn't stopped at all? It's still continuing the way it started?
I think so, and especially with the minibar, for example. Like, a lot of the resorts now are saying, look, we're taking precautions. We're clearing out the minibar so you don't have to worry about getting a drink that might potentially be tainted alcohol. That just sounds like a nightmare to me, because people who are on vacation, they want to have a good time. They want to be able to have a drink, and hopefully just that one drink from the mini bar is not going to kill them.
Loretta, how did you, as a legal analyst, how did you get into this?
Well, I follow all the major news stories working for Fox News Radio, and this is something that I've researched fully and interviewed people about, and that's kind of how I got into it. I'm an attorney by trade, and I could tell you right now that these lawsuits that people are doing to sue the resorts for pain and suffering, all I could say is good luck with that, because it's going to be tied up in litigation for years. And whenever you have a country with that's not the same court system as we do in the United States, you know, cover-ups and corruption do run rampant. And it's going to be very, very difficult to prove that the resorts had anything to do with these mysterious deaths.
So, again, would you think, from the way you have delivered this, I would think that the alcohol probably was the area that started all this. Would you agree?
Not necessarily, because they're saying that there's poisonous insecticides at resorts. You know, you have these lush tropical gardens, and in the middle of it, you have these fancy resorts with all the luxuries of the Western world. And so to kind of curb those things, you have to put out insecticides. So a lot of the people who have gotten violently ill or even died complained about noxious odors, feeling that they couldn't breathe as soon as they inhaled it. So it's not only the people who are just trying to have a drink of alcohol. It's people who are just relaxing in their rooms that are also becoming ill and dying.
You know, really seriously, I am so glad that you just decide that you wanted to, and you are a reporter, of course, just to decide that you wanted to go in and check this out. Because I will tell you this, it is a tremendous gift to broadcasters. It's got to be.
Right, but you're not going to see me in the Dominican Republic anytime soon. I'm not that kind of, I'm not that committed to reporting this story.
Okay.
I'll tell you that right now.
but you got, this is still going on then, I take it.
That's right. Just recently this morning, I saw another story about a man's mysterious death. But like I said, if your wife or a significant other wants to buy you a fishing trip and take out a life insurance policy to the Dominican Republic, just be wary. Don't go on that trip.
Well, I'm glad that we called you. I had so many people mention this to me. And you know, again, you think of the things that are happening down in that particular area of the world, and it seems every now and then there's something like this that goes on. Would you agree with that?
I would. And, you know, we don't know really how long this has been going on in a way, too. Now, the cartels are definitely on the underbelly of things. We don't know how long they've been doing things like tainting the alcohol, for example. But it is a nightmare. People who just want to cut loose and go on vacation, they always need to be cautious.
Well, I'm certainly glad that we were able to get a hold of you and to get this story out to my radio audience, because it's one that we've all got to be concerned about, all of us.
Exactly. And I'm available every Wednesday for the segment called Weekly Legal, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Well, we'll talk, that's for sure. And thank you very, very much for being with me this morning.
Thank you. Have a great one.